Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzler. The United States Army, the United States military, the Department of Defense, what is to be done in a transition between parties and the return of a previous president of the United States who has a record? I welcome Bradley Bowman, Senior Director of the Center on Military and Political Power at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, writing with his colleague, Admiral Mark Montgomery at FDD as well, as to what is to be done. Brad, a very good evening to you. We're in a moment where the U.S. Department of Defense needs attention by the U.S. Congress for the outgoing years. You're on measure of the previous Trump administration. Was there proper attention given to the DOD and its needs? And what do you expect the DOD will ask now of the returned presidency? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John, and thanks for the opportunity to talk about this piece that Rear Admiral retired Mark Montgomery and I published in the National Review on Friday. The essential argument we're making is that there is a mismatch between the threats we confront and the amount of money we're spending on the Department of Defense. Strategy is essentially, as you know, the coordination of ends and means. So when you say that there's a mismatch between threats to our interests and the means we're allocating to address those threats, that's called strategic dysfunction or strategic insolvency. So we're making a fairly serious claim here. And we start the piece by pointing out to the Commission on National Defense Strategy, something I believe we may have discussed before. And its July 2024 report said, quote, "The threats the United States faces are the most serious and most challenging the nation has encountered since 1945 and include the potential for a near-term major war," end quote, a prospect that they say we are unprepared for. So if you hear that, you think, wow, okay, wow, I bet we're spending a lot on the Department of Defense. But when you dig into the numbers, as we did, you find that we're spending in 2024, 3% of our gross domestic product on defense. You say, okay, that's nice. How does that compare? Well, other than the years just before the 9/11 terror attacks on our country, that approximate level of spending in recent years is the lowest percentage of GDP any time since 1940, the year before the U.S. entry into World War II. A few more comparisons. In 1953, 11.4%. That was during the era of the Korean War. 1968, 8.6%. 1986, the vaunted Reagan buildup, 5.9%, roughly double what we're spending now as a percent of GDP, and 4.5% in 2010. And the problem with this is if we're going to have a problem in the Taiwan Strait on or about 2027, 2028, money doesn't deter war. Money doesn't win wars. Fielded combat capabilities do. So even if you start spending the right amount of money now, it's going to take several years before that manifests itself in fielded combat capabilities. And so that's why we're sounding the alarm, John.
You and the Admiral note that previous administrations have not responded in a positive way to the needs of the DOD. Can you characterize why or how that came to be? Because we're picking up new wars, but we've had a struggle for now into the third decade with transnational bad actors. Why underfunding if that's the fact?
John, I think, honestly, Americans have gotten a little bit too too comfortable in our relative security. And we do not understand how the world has changed now with China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea cooperating more than they have in decades, making each of them more capable in their respective area of aggression and sharing intelligence on us, sharing best practices. And we can envision a scenario where future conflicts start to emerge, where you see one aggressor doing something in one area to pin us down, while another in a very opportunistic or coordinated manner takes advantage of that. And a lot of the units and air defense assets and munitions that we have, we say, oh, we'll use them in CENTCOM, or we'll use them in INDOPACOM, or we'll use them in Europe. But what happens if we have a problem in all three of those places at the same time? And so what I'm telling you is that we have false assumptions that are more suitable to 1991 than 2024, and we better wake up. And I'm reminded of a quote that we start our piece with, Admiral Montgomery and I do, by then Army Chief of Staff General George Marshall. He said this on July 22nd, 1940, John. He said, quote, "For almost 20 years, we had all the time and also almost none of the money. Today, we have all of the money and no time." And it does feel like to me, John, we're in kind of a 1938 moment, but we're acting like it's 1991.
There is talk, partisan talk, these last years, that the military has fallen short of its recruiting. And then some partisans add, because they lost focus on their mission statement. They've talked about climate change. They've talked about DEI. They've talked about other trends in sociology. Any of that confirmable? Because it's partisan and it suited a political outcome, not a fact at the Pentagon. What can you tell us, Brad?
John, there's been, as many of your listeners will know, there's been some recruiting challenges in recent years, including for the U.S. Army. There are anyone who's looked at this for more than a minute or two knows that there's lots of reasons why one typically has recruiting challenges. It's been tied to the economy and other factors. There have been some policies by the Biden administration that we can broadly label as in the DEI lane that I would find troubling, but these are political appointees. And I think those on the right should be real careful before they slander the U.S. military as woke. I'm with H.R. McMaster on this one. The U.S. military is not woke. The U.S. military is the greatest fighting force in human history, and we should be careful with slandering a fighting force when we want our best citizens to join it and to stay in it. And if you start calling it something it's not, you're going to hurt the military and you're going to hurt our national security. I think some folks on the right need to knock it off.
I've been reporting on the wars for some time. You know that, Brad. We've added a new one this morning, I note, and I didn't have a lot of room for Syria, but there it is. It's on repeat. Everything repeats. The mission is growing, Brad. Is that accepted on Capitol Hill? I note they have the 2025 budget in place. Have they taken into account we're adding new battlefields every month?
John, this is just another example where you don't choose the Middle East. The Middle East chooses you. The enemy has a vote. Just remember the headlines a few months ago. We were going to downsize or end our military presence in Iraq, right? We're going to consolidate all our forces in Erbil, and we were just going to barely be able to support our troops in Syria. And don't look now. You have this huge surprise coming out of Syria where you basically have a group that formerly affiliated with al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, changed its name and has a better propaganda campaign, who's going against the Assad, Hezbollah, Iran-Russian axis, all with implications for American security in Israel. So don't look now. The Middle East is going to continue to demand attention whether we like it or not.
And then we come to East Asia, which you know very well. You mentioned the Taiwan Strait. Not only that, but the straits through the Okinawa Island chain. Now part of the discussion is to arm them with anti-ship missiles in the event that the PLA Navy comes looking for a gunfight. Your missions are growing as I sit here, Brad.
So right, and we're spending near post World War II lows as a percentage of GDP on defense as we talk about this incredibly onerous menu of threats. I'll end with this, John. One of my biggest concerns right now is that we're so focused on exquisite capabilities, we're not having enough capacity. We don't have enough. We don't have enough means to sink Chinese vessels, whether they're ground launched, air launched, or sea launched. We got to dramatically increase our capacity, which means buying in larger quantities. Everyone's got criticisms for the defense industrial base. You can spend a lifetime studying it, but newsflash, you want the defense industrial base to produce more, buy more. And that means a bigger defense budget.
Bradley Bowman, Senior Director of Center on Military and Political Power at the Foundation of for Defense of Democracies, writing with his colleague, U.S. Navy Rear Admiral Mark Montgomery, a senior fellow at FDD. Their article is in the National Review, easy to find.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.